Indiana does collect sales tax from companies such as Amazon, which has 7 distribution centers across 5 counties. But the state also wants to tax online retailers, including Wayfair and Overstock, which don't, but still earn more than $100,000 a year from Hoosiers. The state is suing those companies, seeking judicial backing for a bill passed earlier this year. Indiana University economist Kyle Anderson says the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1992 that states can't demand sales tax from non-resident companies.
As more and more transactions are moving online, you know, in the future, state coffers are really going to be hit.
But Anderson doesn't think the case will get far at the state judicial level.
I think this is something that a lot of states are raising, but ultimately is going to have to be decided by Congress at the federal level.
He says he expects the issue will be resolved nationally within a decade. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.